Last night on Married at First Sight, we had the first of the commitment ceremonies where, of course, if both couples say leave, they leave. If one says leave and the other says stay, they're trapped. And one of those people was Russell, who definitely wrote down leave. He joins me right now. Russell, how did it feel to have freedom just snatched away from you?
Mate, that's kind of like winning at the game of Monopoly. It kind of counts for the people that are around you, but until you actually do it, no one else knows the exact experience.
That's exactly what I'd expect from you, mate. Now, one of the things that stood out to me when we saw you on the couch last night, on last night's episode, was the discussion about, you know, staying in the bed and just going on the couch and the fact that you have been sleeping on the couch. And I've got to ask, how comfy is the couch?
Mate, I don't know if you've actually, seen a lot of the episodes, but the couch over there is, that's one of the best couches I've ever slept on, and I've slept on a lot of them.
Right. Why have you slept on a lot of couches?
I guess like a professional couch surfer. just one of them things, you know, like, hey, when a couch is there, why not pull up, see how good it goes, and yeah. See how comfy it is.
Right, okay. So is it maybe was your reason to be on the couch not necessarily so much the bed situation, you just really love couches?
Yeah, look to be brutally honest, you know, it's a couch thing on my end. I'm not going to call it a fetish because that would kind of make it a bit strange at this time of the morning. But sleeping on couches is the way to go.
Right. Okay. Now, moving on, obviously, we saw everyone else's commitment ceremony discussions as well. A few of the guys, I saw Bryce getting heated at Sam there. I got to ask, do you fellas, when we're not seeing you hanging out with your partners, do many of the fellas hang out?
Oh, look, there's a few of us that actually, you know, probably still sit back, catch up, have a chat, try and digest what's happened. There is some people that you've mentioned that we probably don't talk to.
Would both of the people I mentioned be people you don't talk to?
Look, mate, I live a pretty sheltered life. I mean, I don't even know what a kiwi fruit is. So, I don't talk to many people. It's just one of them things.
I'm sorry. So you didn't know what salmon was last night on the show. You're saying you don't know what a kiwi fruit is. Is there any other gaps in your knowledge that you've recently found out about?
I've actually got a broad variety of stuff I actually don't know. It's going to be a new game that comes out. It should be fun. there's heaps I don't know. There's heaps I think I do. And there's a lot that I, to be honest, just sit back and just repeat and sound like a bird. So yeah, no, it's all good.
Right. Well, look, mate, I'm hoping for your relationship's sake that maybe one of the things you don't know is relationships and you're going to learn that maybe this one works for you guys. We'll have to wait and see, but appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks, mate.